Spiritual and human good hostile. This higher, more concrete appearing of mind, this young child, had to be taken into Egypt to grow. Egypt means darkness, ignorance of spirituality. Here in the obscurity of human ignorance of spirituality, the child could grow remote from that Jewish concept of theological and doctrinal good, which would have promptly killed it. Should not this having to flee into Egypt of the divine appearing called the young child point out the wisdom of never trusting our unfolding spiritual sense of God, even to the very highest human material sense of good that we may have, although this may appear masquerading as spirituality? That which will always destroy, if it can, the highest spiritual sense, is the highest material sense of good. It is absolutely true that a higher sense of good can arise or come forth only from the higher sense of good of the period in which it appears, and it never does or can arise from anything less than the very highest. However, we must remember that the highest is always spiritual and never material good. It is against the highest material sense of good of the period that the greatest watchfulness must be kept, for the human sense of good is always materiality and is forever at war with the spiritual sense. The theological Jews of the period of Jesus represented the most advanced material religious good, hence their conflict with the Christ, spiritual good, and the reception they gave the Christ. He came unto his own, and his own received him not.